Jesus spoke in Matthew 6, "In this manner, therefore, pray." And one of the things Jesus said was, "Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." The best way to describe me is that I am neither primarily a Democrat or a Republican, but a God's willian. I support God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. I want God's will done on earth as it is in heaven. I'm against devising evil by law and against unrighteous decrees. All of that's in the Word. In the political realm or your own realm where you work, at church, and you're pressured to support a person, an organization, or a certain course of action, you can just say, "I support God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I want God's will done on earth as it is in heaven. I'm against devising evil by law or declaring unrighteous decrees." And great peace you will have. There's so much animosity over trying to pressure people and to make people support a certain person or a certain course of action. So I wrote this poeching called Make 'Em. A poeching is a cross between a poem and a teaching. It's Make 'Em. Here it comes. Much anger comes from wanting to make 'em. Trying to make 'em believe as you do. Make 'em behave like you. Make 'em vote in a certain way. As a teacher, make 'em the way you say. The opposite sex trying to make 'em as you wish. Make 'em, make 'em, make 'em. Instead, realize Christ died for 'em and you. Their sin probably no worse than the make 'em sin you do. Love 'em, respect 'em, goodwill 'em. Tell 'em what Jesus has done for you. The Holy Spirit's leading do. Then they may change and God make 'em new. And change you too. You having a make 'em free heart is a good place to start. In short, for people and things, God's will 'em as a loving God's willian.